Cheddar Cameron, John Rich, it is 94WIP on a, it's still Football Friday, just non-Eagles edition. Get to sit back, watch some games this weekend and see how things go and, I don't know, do something different if you want to. All right, WIP, of course, every Friday at this time we play a little game called Beat the Hammer. We've got a $500 gift card to Cozy Jewelers on the line today, either for our contestant or, of course, for everyone else to have a shot to win if I win, which expect to do. Cozy Jewelers, the 5th Sea and Diamonds, color cut clarity carrot and cozy located at 4819 Westchester Pike in Newtown Square, and of course you can visit them online at cozyjewelers.com. Let's play a little game called Beat the Hammer. I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to congratulate myself in advance of my victory.
Oh, brother.
All right, this is Babe Ruth calling a shot. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I'm telling you right now, I'm calling my shot. With that said, let's go out right now and talk to Jeff in Clifton Heights. Jeff, the shot's been called, and you're the chump pitcher facing Babe.
You're going to be feeling like Babe at the end of his career there, Ham.
Love it. Bring it, Jeff.
You're telling me this is the Boston Braves, Babe? Is that who he was with, James? The Boston Braves?
Correct.
That was a sad state with Babe Ruth playing for a team other than the Yankees. What are you going to do? All right, Jeff, you know your sports, it sounds like. Sounds like you got some smack talk in your arsenal.
I do. We'll see what the category is.
All right.
Rethinking that call on your shot,
uh-oh.
Joe?
Not really.
Pink.
No pink. All right, Jeff, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. Good luck to you, pal.
All right.
You're allowed to say good luck to you, too, Hammer. You can be polite,
no,
you know.
You're not.
All right.
You should have took a bye week this week, Hammer.
Oh,
look at
boy.
That.
All right, I'm out of here.
Bringing it back to sports again.
I like this. This is good work. Yeah. Jeff's ready. Feel confident.
Savvy.
This is good stuff. It's the Hammer saunters out of the studio. Definitely a little pink. I don't care what he says. A little pink.
I agree.
Jeff, he's a little pink. So
the level of pinkness increased drastically just now.
Yeah. Well, Jeff sounds confident. I like this. Jeff.
50 seconds, Jeff.
Yeah.
You ready to play Beat the Hammer?
I'm ready.
All right. As you know, the clock will start as soon as the first question is done being asked. Our category for today. Eagles are off, but the NFL still happens. NFL trivia today.
Let's do it.
Jeff. All right, beautiful. Again, the clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Disclaimer, I'm only talking about the regular season. If it's playoffs, I will specify playoffs. That is more for Joe than for you. All right, here we go. Jeff, you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Question number one. This active player is the NFL's all-time leader in career passing yards. Name him.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Only two receivers have had over 20 receiving touchdowns in a single season. Name them.
Repeat that?
Only two receivers have had over 20 receiving touchdowns in a single season. Name them.
Jerry Rice and Calvin Johnson.
Frank Gore is one of two active NFL players with over 13,000 career rushing yards. Name the other.
Adrian Peterson.
The NFL has had only three commissioners since 1960. Name them.
Goodell. Pass.
Two active NFL players have over 1,100 career receptions. Name one of the... All right, we got one. We got one.
Tough.
They're tough, Jeff. It's tough when you get on the air, I'll tell you, man. It's harder than people think. But we'll put you on hold, Jeff. There's a real chance here. You never know, Joe. He had a zero a couple weeks ago in the regular time. So
I'm not feeling good about the zero this time
around. We'll see as he hopefully saunters back in the studio soon here.
What's he doing out there?
I don't know. I can't see him. There we go. Turtle, will you get him for me? There we go. Turtle's like motioning in this hallway there. All right, he's finally back. Nice to show up.
He's looking...
You gotta say this.
He's looking extremely out of sorts right now.
I will just say this one
comment.
What
happened to you out there?
One thing about calling your shot... It kind of makes you a little bit more nervous.
Ah!
I'm not going to lie.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, why'd you do it?
I don't know.
Now, a little confident,
I'm starting to regret it.
Uh-huh. Well, right. You should.
How did this, what's this guy's name, Jeff?
Wow, I just saw the like a bloom
so
of red.
It's so rare that he'll actually admit that, too.
I know.
This is,
well,
this is good.
What are you going to do?
Totally flushed right now.
This Jeff in Clifton Heights, how did this this Jeff guy do?
How do you do, guys? How do you do?
How do you do, guys?
You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Category this week, the Eagles might be off, but the NFL isn't. We're doing a little.
45 seconds.
50 seconds. What's the category?
NFL trivia this week.
Just general NFL.
General NFL.
Not any regular season, postseason.
That's what I was about to say. Disclaimer, regular season only. I will specify if it is playoffs.
Okay. And remember, there are other things that NFL can mean besides just NFL.
Yeah,
football.
Not for long. No fun league.
Right.
Yeah.
The acronym has many applications.
Now, does the AFL factor into this? Do AFL records count? Oh, James doesn't know how to answer that. Let's go.
This is a ridiculous question. You ready?
All right.
It really was.
I don't know. Do they count? Do they not count? I don't know. All right,
question number one. This active player is the NFL's all-time leader in career passing yards. Name him.
Drew Brees.
Only two receivers have had over 20 receiving touchdowns in a single season. Name them.
Jerry Rice, Randy Moss.
Frank Gore is one of two active NFL players with over 13,000 career rushing yards. Name the other.
Pass.
The NFL has had only three commissioners since 1960. Name them.
Three, you said, since 60? Mm-hmm. Roselle, Tagliabue, Goodell.
Two active NFL players have over 1,100 career receptions. Name one of them.
Say it again.
Two active NFL players have over 1,100 career receptions. Name one of them.
1,100 career catches. Larry Fitzgerald. And rushing yards over 13 other than Frank Gore. Man, what, I got all day here? What's going on?
It's pretty funny. That was the only one that Jeff got.
Wow.
And you got the other four. Adrian Peterson, the correct answer on that one. And the other receiver or active NFL player with over 1,100 career receptions, Jason Witten.
Listen, 107, baby. 107. That's how you do it. settle down. Settle down. That's not appropriate. All right, let's welcome Jeff. Jeff, you lost.
I did, Joe. Very humble about it. I get it. Stumbled there in the beginning, but you had me. Tough category.
I had you at hello, Jeff. You complete me.
Show me the money.
The three legendary lines from Jerry Maguire.
Who's coming with me?
Who's coming with me? Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for playing Beat the Hammer today and listening to the show, man. Appreciate it.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks, Jeff. Let's contest line right now. We'll take the third caller in the contest line. Third caller is going to win the $500 Cozy Jewelers gift card at 215-625-6681. Everyone's got a shot. Caller number three. Let's shut that music down. That's how we do. That's what we do. And that's how we do. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Billy T in Princeton. Billy T.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Billy T, we'd be able to listen better if we could hear you. You're like, what are you in Mars? What are you on the moon? Where are you? Are you in the John? What's going on back there?
Okay, how's that? Better?
That's better. Still a little gruffle, but that's all right. Here we go.
Well, listen, I got a comment about Joe Girardi, the Phillies. And I got to say, you're going to see these pitchers trying to strike zone low. And I think Cole Hamels coming here will be a tremendous help for the Phillies. You'll have Jake and him in the middle of the order. Jake's going to come back strong.
He's got to be a lot better, man. I got to say, a lot better.
Well, I think he will be. And I got a comment about our quarterback. Will everybody lay off poor Carson Wentz? I mean, the guy's playing fine. And, you know, he just needs to learn to throw the deep ball, put some air under it, and lead to the inside, whichever side of the field it is, for the receiver so they get a little separation. That's it. I mean, the kid's playing great. And I don't understand why these people are hating on Carson Wentz.
Well, Joe?
Well, I don't think it's hate. I don't think it's hate to have I'll call it critical analysis.
Sam, what do you think about that?
I don't. I think a lot of it stems from people want to. They loved Nick Foles so much that they can't love another. I really do believe that's part of it.
John, I love Nick Foles. He knew how to throw deep ball. They're different players. They have different attributes. You know, very seriously, though, he just needs to put some air under a football so that the receiver can run under it. And I mean, Christ, it's really simple. I don't understand why Doug Peterson, who was a quarterback, isn't teaching him that.
Well, I mean, what are we talking about? Really? Like, he's got no – they're not even trying to push the ball downfield to these guys at this point. I wouldn't, if I'm Doug Peterson, call plays that are, you know, play action, slow developing, it, if I'm if my only target is going to be Nelson Aguilar downfield. Like, I think we need to scrap that idea because he's more concerned about drawing a PI than he is about going and getting the ball.
All right, Billy, let's see what you got here. Someone or something that's underrated.
Motherhood.
Okay. I mean, pretty big deal. We got a day for it. We know civilization ends without it. I mean, do we really underrate it? I mean, no offense to the mothers. I admire you. I don't think we underrate it. I think we cherish it. I mean, that's just me, but, you know.
I cherish my mom.
Yeah. I do, too.
Motherhood.
So I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Just saying something important doesn't mean it's underrated. I think, I mean, it's got a whole day. It's called Mother's Day. There's only 365 of them a year. One of them's that one. What, do we need 7 Mother's Day? I mean, is that where we're at as a society? We need 7 Mother's Day? Maybe we should.
I don't know. I think fathers are pretty underrated. So.
All right, 888-729-9494. Yeah. Just about the halfway point of the season. 9 games in, Eagles bye week. What are their playoff probabilities? We know entering Sunday with the bye week, they're a half a game behind the Dallas Cowboys. What do the mathematicians say as far as playoff probability for the Eagles, for the division, for the wild card, to make the playoffs? We'll roll out those numbers to you next. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.